T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you. It's Ash Wednesday, and here we go, getting underway with the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show, 5 o'clock Bobbies. With yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south, the president and dean of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. To the phones we go, and joining me now, I'm not sure if he's back here or if he's still down there in the Lowcountry, is Presley Stutz, the driving force behind the Rock the Red USA convention a while back. Presley, nice to have a TV star on the show today.
Oh, yeah, Bob. I got my 15 seconds of fame. I didn't need to get 15 minutes. I got 15 seconds.
if you're wondering what I'm referring to, Presley and friends were at breakfast this morning, and the folks from Fox and Friends came by and were doing some interviews, and guess who they happened to hit on?
Yours truly. How about that, huh? And well, we kind of planned it that way, Bobby Mac. We had a little inside intel that they were going to be there. And I got up at 0:30 and was down there by 5:30 this morning when the doors opened.
Wow. Man.
I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Wayne Earhart, Ainsley's father. He's just as much of a gentleman as she is a sweet lady.
Nice.
And we had a great time. But I wanted to call to report to you that for the first time in the history of the South Carolina Senate, a registration by party bill, there were actually two of them, were favorably passed out of subcommittee. Now they're going to the full committee, the Judiciary Committee.
Right. One of those is S-389, right?
Yeah, that, Senator Rex Rice is 389.
Right.
And then Senator Kempson's, which is just a joke. They basically put an amendment on that that kind of neutralized a lot of it and made it harmless. So all you have to do is sign an affidavit to get out of a vote based upon his bill. I don't think his bill has a chance of getting anywhere. But I also understand Representative Stephen Long has another bill in the House. So... And Bob, if it weren't for all of the conservative activists and people calling and texting and writing and just helping us make Operation Chaos a success, I mean, it shows what a small group of people can do. And this thing not only has gone viral in the upstate, but statewide, and now it's gone viral nationally. Bill Kristol tweeted out my little interview, and he's mad as a hornet. And it's seen over 120,000 views. So we're excited that we're moving the needle. We realize, Bob, that the work's not done. But for the first time in history, We've got a registration by party bill passed out of the South Carolina Senate, and it's just a testimony to what grassroots activism can really do.
Yeah, that's true, because the squeaky wheel gets the oil, as the old saying goes. The only thing that's frustrating to me, Presley, is that while it has been, S-389 has been passed out of subcommittee, now it goes to the Judiciary Committee, and sadly, you know from experience, as I do, that can be a place where bills go to die.
You're exactly right. We have no illusions, Bob, and we will be putting up on the Greenville Tea Party page here this evening a list of all of the members of the Senate Judiciary.
Excellent.
And we are going to encourage all of everybody listening and everybody reading on Facebook to start calling these various senators. I mean, we're under no illusions. But this Operation Chaos, it triggered some of the Democrats. Senator Kempson had a conniption fit on the Senate floor. There were two spirited debates where he's all beside himself. But he wants to be able to come meddle in Republican primaries, but he doesn't want Republicans meddling in Democrat primaries. And we're saying, hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, it's a typical progressive attitude. It's fine for me, but not for thee.
Exactly. And so that's why, we're voting for the Bolshevik burning. I had to vote absentee yesterday because I'm going to be out of town this weekend. We got two Trump rallies to go to.
Yeah.
Charleston on Friday and Charlotte on Monday.
Nice.
And some things in between. But, Bob, when I watched that debate last night, I didn't know. I got home a little late and tuned in, and I didn't know if I was actually watching the debate or a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was like watching a third grader's, trying to scream over top of each other and waving their hands like they were having some kind of fit. And the moderator, sadly, let it continue and accelerate and get totally out of control. Let me put it this way. Nobody on that stage looked like presidential timber.
Exactly. And, it was just a train wreck from the get-go. And, But we think Bernie, in my opinion, Bernie is the best, worst candidate.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. That is the candidate we would most like to see Donald Trump face in November.
Absolutely, because there's going to be a stark contrast between socialism, communism versus capitalism.
Correct.
And there was a lady there today. She came from communist Poland. She remembers standing in bread line, meat lines, sugar lines, flour lines.
Yep.
And her parents were forced to drag her along because if she wasn't there, they didn't get their ration for her. And, she's not a U.S. citizen yet, but she is strongly working to help everybody else get the word out about President Trump.
And sadly, that's a scenario, Presley, that's repeated over and over again, whether it is in Cuba, whether it was behind the Iron Curtain in the days of the old Soviet Union and their tyrannical dictatorship, or today in China, and even worse, in North Korea.
And don't forget Venezuela, right?
Correct.
What a disaster. You know, Venezuela, once the wealthiest country in South America.
Yep.
And now it's just a total disaster. And, all these young skulls full of mush, Bob, that are wanting all this free stuff. I'll gladly pay for a one-way ticket to Venezuela for them.
Yeah,
let them see how they really like it.
Right, let them live under socialism for in communism in Cuba for 6 months, or the next thing to it, the socialism that exists in Venezuela, and then I think their attitude might change. Now, about bills going to die in the Judiciary Committee, I guess the way to look at that, Presley, is that should serve as a message to us to redouble our efforts and finally get this thing done where only Republicans can vote in Republican primaries.
Yes. Here's another problem we have. The state GOP, I love them, God bless them, but they don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
Okay? Several years ago, there was a lawsuit filed by the Greenville County GOP.
Yep.
It had standing. A lawsuit in similar nature was won in Virginia, but the GOP pulled out of that lawsuit, and I'm not going to go into the details of some of the machinations behind that, but it yanked the rug right out from underneath every Republican constituant in South Carolina, and you
right.
know,
because
the word on the street is,
well, I was just
from our beloved Senator Lindsey Graham had to play with that.
Well, and that would be the least surprising part of that scenario. And the way that happened was at the 11th hour, the SCGOP pulled out of the lawsuit, leaving just the Greenville County GOP standing alone. And the judge ruled he had no choice, I guess, other than to rule that one county had no standing for a statewide policy. And so the lawsuit was tossed out. But this is, I think, our next best chance, especially convincing the Democrats that it's beneficial to them as well.
Absolutely. And I think they're now seeing that. And, Bob, when I voted yesterday, I had to hold my nose really tight.
I understand.
And I pushed, but a vote for Bernie is a vote for Trump.
Yep.
And that's just the way we have to look at it. And, but I just wanted to let the listeners know that, hey, us grassroots people, we're the little people. A lot of the ruling class, they look at us down their noses with some disdain. But, you know, it's kind of like the guy on the TV show Network or the movie.
Right.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, they need to be constantly reminded that they work for us and not the other way around. Presley Stutz with the Greenville County Tea Party and the guy behind the Rock the Red USA convention. Presley, thanks for checking in with us this afternoon. And, hey, you look good on Fox there today.
Hey, thanks, Bobby Mack. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care. 17 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. More of your calls are on the way when I come right back here on Hump Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 521. What was the temperature the last time they gave the temp money, Penny? Did you catch it? It's not 65 degrees, right? Thanks a lot, meteorologist. Wearing shorts today and freezing. To the phones we go. Thanks for calling. David is next up. Dave is on his cell phone. Hi, David, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
I want to echo my agreement for vote for Bolshevik brother Sanders as a vote for Trump. And it's also a vote for Republican candidates up and down the ballot. I watched it last night. They're running like rats on a sinking ship.
Yep.
They are so afraid that Bernie is going to get this nomination, because if he does, then up and down the ballot in the congressional and senatorial races, they're going to be in trouble, and they know it.
Yeah, even their own pundits are saying, look, if you guys want to lose the House and give up more seats to the GOP in the Senate, not to mention putting Donald Trump back in for a second term, sure, go right ahead and put a communist on the top of your ballot.
And that's the reason I like Operation Chaos, because now they're getting a dose, as your caller before was saying with the Greenville Tea Party. You know, it's high time they got a dose of their own medicine with their nice open primary.
You bet.
So since it's a nice open primary, I'm going to be there Saturday, and I'm going to hold my nose. And if I have to throw up after I do it, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I still have trouble reconciling that I actually, at this point in my life, would go into a polling place and vote for a communist. But
Bobby,
look, I mean,
think of it like this.
Yeah, these are strange times.
Yeah, think of it like this. It's just like when, you know, the colonials dressed up like Indians mm-hmm. and dumped the tea into Boston Harbor. Think of it as a patriotic act on behalf of Donald Trump. That is how I reconcile it.
Yeah, that's a nice analogy. And given that, I'm ready to slap on some war paint and some feathers.
Well, you and I both, and I'm thinking that this, you know, the Democrats, I believe that you were saying, if I heard you right, are very upset at Columbia over this. And
yes.
I think, how could they do this? And I only hope the downstate is as enthusiastic about this as the upstate is, because by casting a vote for Bernie Sanders, we're sending a message here from South Carolina. You know, if we happen to pull this off, I want to change tracks for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, Representative Clyburn has actually now gone to great lengths to throw the entire weight of the African American community, behind Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And if we could somehow override this and put Bernard in charge of South Carolina with what few delegates we have, that would really accomplish an awful lot when it comes to perhaps getting closed primaries for Republicans and Democrats.
You know, it was obvious there was panic and hysteria in the air last night at that shout fest in North Charleston. And if Bernie knocks Biden out of the race, essentially giving him even more momentum going into Super Tuesday, these guys will be absolutely panicked out of their minds. Their heads will be exploding. They'll be having nervous breakdowns en masse.
They certainly will. And in closing, I'd just like to say I am a member of the Patriots Club. I am a brigade commander in Operation Chaos.
Excellent.
And I'm looking forward to Saturday morning to go cast that vote for the Bolshevik and send a message to Columbia and the rest of the United States that this is the guy we want to face Donald Trump. And then in the fall, we're all going to get rid of the feathers and all the other things and become colonials again and patriots, and put a real patriot back in office, and that's Donald Trump.
Well, there's nothing like a good counterintelligence op, you know? Thank you, David. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 526 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Stephen is next up. He is in Lyman. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, okay, we're discussing about voting in Bernie as the candidate. But what happens if he actually does become president? How are we going to feel as the Republicans? You know, I'm going to vote for him Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? But how are we going to feel if we do get him in there? Are we going to regret doing this?
Yeah, and I hear that a lot. People say, you know, I would hate to think that I actually helped to elect a communist as president of the United States. But there are a number of other factors in here that are in operation as well. Number one, Bernie is never going to get to the 1,991 or whatever it is delegates that he needs to get a first ballot nomination. And the folks in the DNC club are even more frightened about Bernie's candidacy, which is ironic when you think about it. They've been pushing all of these socialist Marxist agenda items for decades, and now here they are with a Marxist threatening to be at the head of the ticket. You'd think they'd be celebrating.
Yes.
And they're obviously they're not.
They're shaking in their boots.
They are. They're panicked. And I can guarantee you, when they get to Milwaukee, the people in the DNC club that are really running things, they already have made moves behind the scene. They put Barney Frank and John Podesta in charge of two of the most powerful committees that will control the Democrat convention in Milwaukee. So, look, the fix is in. They're going to make sure that Bernie doesn't get the nomination. But if we can mess with him in the meantime, I kind of enjoy that.
Well, part of this is to burn their money up, too.
Sure.
By making another candidate last longer.
You bet.
So, I mean, Bernie's running in the forefront right now. Should we focus on another candidate to help burn their money up?
And thus
hurt everybody else.
Yeah, I get it. And I think that's an important consideration. And so that's why I say, look, let your conscience be your guide. If you want to keep creepy Uncle Joe in the race a little bit longer, if you want to keep mini Mike Bloomberg around, although he's got enough money, he's not going anywhere, or you want to keep Amy in there or Mayor Pete or whoever, go for it.
Some of those, my stomach would just—I would throw up.
Yeah, I know.
For a couple of those,
I know.
I really would.
Yeah, you would. You'd have to be in the intensive care unit for a while after.
I know.
After this kind of thing.
Shock system to my body.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I know, food for thought for me. I mean, I've been pondering this for several days now, thinking about it.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I have too. I have too, Steve. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Good to have you here, sir. 5:29 on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. Still to come here on the Hump Day edition. Colonel Ted is going to be joining me on the other side. Heaven only knows where he is at this point. And also today's edition of ATF. I'll be joined by the Bobettes for Amazing True Facts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Oh, I certainly hope not. It's too close to supper time for that. 5:37 now, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I mentioned before going to the break at the bottom of the hour that the official, unofficial military affairs correspondent of the Bobby Mac Show, Colonel Ted, is on the road again, and he is where today, Colonel Ted?
Well, I just left the Appomattox Courthouse.
Wow.
And I'm on my way to Charlottesville.
Appomattox Courthouse, the scene, of course, of the conclusion of, as Grandma Hughes used to call it, the wait unpleasantness.
Yeah. I was on the right side of that conflict, it turns out. Or my family was. Of course, I wasn't around at the time. But and I'm trying to find a place to pull over. My car's been talking to me all day today.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I've got a navigation system I just discovered. I've had this car for a year, and so I had some time driving up here from Columbia, and I thought I'd just poke around and see. Well, somehow I must have. I can't mute the sound, and this female voice has been talking to me all day. It's like taking a trip with my wife. talk. Turn here, turn there. My goodness. And I turn off the radio, but I can't mute the sound of the navigation system. And even turning the engine off and on.
I've experienced these kinds of problems myself, Colonel Ted. I'm still trying to adjust to having a vehicle that is apparently smarter than I am.
Yeah, there she goes.
Yeah, I just heard her in the background. What advice was she giving you there? You've reached your destination, or?
Not to make a turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
At every single turn, I've got to get the instruction from this woman. I don't need it. I know where I'm going.
Well, you know, Colonel Ted, as a last resort, read the instructions.
I know. The Mazda folks are going to have to help me out on this one, I think, because there is no setting I could find that would turn this thing off.
Mercy.
I think this car is a little more complicated than I needed.
What is your ultimate destination on this trip, Colonel Ted?
Well, Washington. I was supposed to get up there this evening, and remind you, I got to tell a friend I won't get there till tomorrow. But I got an 8 o'clock breakfast with this friend of mine who's had a career with the agent. There she goes again. and I'm kind of hoping I'll get a message from him saying maybe we should do lunch or dinner instead.
Yeah.
But I think I'm not going to get any farther than Charlottesville. Then I've got I think about 2 hours up to Washington. It means get up real early in the morning if breakfast is still on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, keep us posted, Colonel Ted. And in the meantime, try and drive in the straightest, least circuitous route you possibly can, so you get fewer instructions along the way.
Well, you're familiar with this area. I think it's just nothing but constant turns.
And, yeah.
I don't think it's going to work. So.
You know, it's interesting, Colonel Ted. The war between the states began there, of course, at Manassas, right near the McLean family farm, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And as a result of all the gunfire going off nearby, Mr. McLean decided, I'm getting out of here. So he sold the farm, and he moved to guess where?
I can't guess.
Appomattox.
Oh, really?
It was in his house that Grant and Lee met and concluded the activities.
Oh, yeah, that's where I just was.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I didn't associate that with me.
Yeah, it started and ended involving his property.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah,
I closed the park today at 5 o'clock, and they were real nice. They took me around in a little golf cart, and I got the treatment.
Nice. Well, thank you, Colonel Ted, for checking in, and keep us posted whether you actually make it to our nation's capital. 5:40, Colonel Ted. 18 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Phil is next up. He is in Easley. Hello, Phil, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bobby Mac. Well, I just did my part, my wife and I. We went and did our Operation Chaos.
Excellent.
Fair and Pickens.
So you went and voted absentee, right?
Yes, sir, buddy.
Nice.
We felt the burn, and we voted for Bolshevik Bernie.
There you go. Yep, Comrade and Bernie.
That's right. And I'm looking at several possible outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
A, he'll take South Carolina and get the momentum, and he'll clean up on Super Tuesday, getting all of California and everything.
Right.
And then he'll go to the convention, and they'll steal it from him, and the Bernie boys will burn down the building like 1968.
Right, in Chicago, yeah.
Yep. Or they don't steal it from him, and he goes up against Trump, and if he accidentally beats Trump.
Never happened, but
president,
yeah, right.
I know, but if he does,
right,
then I'm looking at, well, first thing he's going to do is say, go get the guns. And that little thing they had up there in Richmond, well, won't even be a speck on the meter, because the whole country will just say, I don't think so.
You realize that all the hunters just in the state of Michigan who have hunting rifles amounts to, I think I read somewhere, amounts to the third largest army in the world. Just the state of Michigan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And you figure that the average GI shoots about 300 yards.
Right.
But the average bolt-action rifle with a scope on it, 600 or 700 yards
mm-hmm.
or more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one outcome. The other outcome is, hey, he knocks off creepy Uncle Joe, and he takes it, and he gets to the convention, and they steal it from him, and they give it to one of the others.
Right.
And then they go against Trump, and Trump plays them like a drum, and he takes everything. Or if Bernie does get it, and he beats him like a drum, and he takes the whole down ballot, we always, no matter what scenario, we come out on top.
And here's one more possibility for you too, Phil. Bernie is robbed of the Democrat nomination again. And so he turns around and he runs a third party campaign, splitting the Democrat vote and pretty much paving the way for Trump's second term.
I love it. But if he did run against Trump, I think a lot of Democrats would vote for Trump.
Yep. I think you're
and
right.
That cleans up the down ballot.
I hear you. Phil, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, this Operation Chaos thing is going to get out of control. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come right back, I'm joined by the Bobettes for today's edition of Amazing True Facts. Welcome back. 5:51 now, 6:09 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hey, Bob, the Democrat moderators from now on need a mute button for each microphone. Bobby, as you know, General Lee only surrendered the Army of Northern Virginia, not the entire Confederate Army. Bobby, for maximum disruption, it seems we should vote for Joe. It'll give him a shot in the arm, which he needs, and could cause a brokered convention. Let your conscience be your guide. Bobby, I wouldn't worry about the National Guard. The good and qualified soldiers would mutiny against an unlawful order. And then again, there are a large percentage of guardsmen who can't tie their shoes. Ooh. Signed, 16-year Marine veteran. Gung-ho. Oorah. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And as usual, I am joined for today's edition of ATF by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Hello, people.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Greetings, good people.
Ash Wednesday is today.
Yes.
Got to give stuff up for Lent. For 40 days.
No.
What's the hardest thing to give up for Lent?
Smoking.
Wait a second. You're getting ahead of yourself. A new poll for Ash Wednesday asked 8,000 people name the hardest things to give up for the 40 days of Lent. Here they are in order. Number one, watching TV or using streaming services.
Ooh.
29% say that would be the hardest thing to give up. Number two, caffeine.
No.
As in coffee. Number three, social networking. 11%. By the way, that was the number one answer for young people.
I did that last year. It was hard.
Social networking?
Yep.
Yeah. Try leaving the house without your phone, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not going to happen. Number four, chocolate.
No.
We're talking real sacrifice here.
You would hamper us. You give us chocolate every day.
That's true. I do. From my candy dish on my desk.
I love it.
Number five on the list, soda. Number six, alcohol. And number seven, fast food. Okay. There's the list. Didn't I just mention alcohol?
Yes.
You know what's better than having a cheap beer to drink? And by cheap, I mean what you paid for it.
Right? Free beer.
Correct. Go to the head of the class. Ding, ding, ding. Well, you're in luck. Miller Lite just announced that this Saturday, they are celebrating Leap Day by giving everyone a free 24-pack of beer.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, here's the way it works. You just buy the case, send them your receipt, and they'll refund the cost to you on PayPal.
Wow. What kind?
Miller Lite. Okay, well, it's free. Come on.
That's
Don't look a gift brew in the mouth. By the way, this is the first time that Leap Day has fallen on a Saturday since 1992. So it's the ideal Leap Day for, bolting. bolting them down.
Working on your biceps.
That's right. And this I found interesting as well. The ongoing debate over the right way to pronounce the word spelled GIF.
Ah.
Those animated image files.
GIF?
Like the word gift without the T. Or is it GIF like the peanut butter? Okay. There is an ongoing debate over the right way to pronounce it. Well, the peanut butter manufacturer, as you might imagine, has finally weighed in on this. They've started selling two versions of their peanut butter, one with a standard GIF label with a message saying soft G pronunciation, and one that says GIF on the label with the message hard G pronunciation.
Marketing.
Yeah. In other words, they think the animated images are pronounced like gift and not like their peanut butter, so they're trying to push the branding there. The jars are on Amazon for $10.
Whoa.
$10?
Wow.
2.5 times the price of a jar of GIF or GIF peanut butter without the limited edition label. Would you believe they've already sold out? Mm-hmm. So, you know what the next phase is here, right?
What, jelly?
No, eBay. You'll see them for an even bigger premium on eBay, okay?
I like jelly instead.
I had peanut butter and jelly for dinner the other night.
Poor Bob.
Still good.
No, that's amazing.
I liked it.
Me too.
That's because I wanted it.
Okay.
And let's see.
Grape or strawberry, Bob?
Yeah, grape.
Grape.
I'm going grape.
Apricot.
Apricot.
Oh, she's really strange.
Wow. Pretty sophisticated palate there. there you go. There is today's edition of ATF. Thank you, Bob Etz, as always. Ow! Got to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and I'll be right back. There is one more to go. The bonus hour is still ahead here on Hump Day. And good news, believe it or not, for the Trump administration from the courts. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.